Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Been in these a few times, and that's why you always have to have contingency plans, and we'll see how the week unfolds. And that way, it's my job to be ready either way. We got in a similar situation last year, inverse, with Russ and Justin week one, and that's our job to adapt just like you do. And that's what I give Mason a lot of credit. You know, people talk about being a pro and job, but that's a sign of a real pro. Mason does a good job preparing every week. You're always one play away. You always hear these hypotheticals. He was ready to roll.
Before Mason Rudolph was one play away, it was always Charlie Batch who was a play away. Super Bowl champion, best of the Batch Foundation, all around good guy. He joins us now. Charlie, good morning to you, buddy. How's it going today?
It's going well. How you doing, fellas?
We are doing outstanding. Yep. Steelers, Bears on Sunday, a big swing game for the Steelers. And we feel like Rodgers is probably going to play, but it's not for certain. And so we wanted you to come on to kind of detail what Mason Rudolph's going through this week. Mason obviously played well in the second half against Cincinnati, and he's getting all the snaps, but he also doesn't know if he's going to play. And that can't be an easy thing. I think it takes a special kind of cat, Charlie, to be able to mentally prepare yourself to play and then maybe deal with the disappointment if you don't.
Absolutely, and that's the life of a backup, and nobody cares how many practice reps you receive. You better go out there and deliver, and yeah, I've obviously experienced that so well over the years, and there's been times that, you know when you know you're playing, that's one thing, but ultimately when you have questions like we have this week on whether your starter is going to play, you know, there were times that I practiced all week, thought I was going to get the call, and all of a sudden Ben woke up on Saturday morning and said, I feel fresh and I'm starting. And I'm like, what the heck? All my family getting ready for the game. And I had to call them and let them know, hey, I'm not getting to start this week. But then, you know, but again, that's just how life is. And you just have to be ready to go.
Charlie, are the receivers getting open and receivers and skilled players, are they getting open for Rodgers? Is that what you're seeing? Or is it something else?
It's a combination of a couple different things. You have, when receivers are open, there's pressure throwing the timing off. And then all of a sudden, when there is time, you're not necessarily getting open on certain routes. So it's just, again, it just, you know, and I felt like over the past couple of weeks, I really thought Aaron Rodgers were probably trying to do a little bit too much to get the ball to DK Metcalf. And when he's honing in and locking in on DK, then you see somebody else getting open. So again, these are just things that, you know, you hope that it doesn't happen this late in the season, but we're starting to see that, but they are fixable.
Are you worried about Rodgers at 41, not having played his best football, we'll put it that way, over the last six quarters?
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. I mean, he understands everything that's going on, and he has that experience. So when you have situations like this on whether or not he practiced all week, can he get ready for the game? Yeah, absolutely. But again, he's the first one to admit that, hey, I need to play a little bit better. But what I'm seeing on the film is not raising a red flag or, you know, any alarms at this particular point, thinking that, okay, maybe we're struggling at the quarterback position. That is not the case.
Charlie, do you expect to see more Darnell Washington in the passing game, or is he best utilized as helping the protection, helping the offensive line? Do you think that he's going to get some more play with routes this week?
This is the way that it's trending at this particular point. And coming into the season, we all knew that he was the best blocking tight end on this roster, but nobody thought that he would elevate over Pat Freiermuth as early as he did as tight end number one. And because of that, you're starting to see him more implemented into the passing game. Aaron Rodgers loves him, and he loves the target. I mean, this guy is a large human being. And obviously, we saw the highlights on what he did last week. Can he continue to create separation? We'll continue to watch that unfold. But either way, they like the direction of where he is in his young career.
He said he's 311 pounds, Charlie. That is insane, man.
He did. And it was almost like, you know, the worst kept secret, right? You know, if you're around him and you're looking at him, you're like, yeah, you know, you're 265 or 280. No, that's not necessarily the case, you know. But again, once he revealed it, then, you know, obviously we see what the true numbers are. But for him to be able to move at that particular size, it's not a problem. But if you look at him, it's not a sloppy 311 pounds. This guy's solid.
Oh, yeah. He's solid.
Charlie, I never played at Soldier Field. I never played in Chicago. You, I believe, obviously have played there. Is that a tough place to play? Is that a tough environment, that atmosphere?
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, obviously, they have the history and the tradition up there. And Bears fans are very passionate, just like Steelers fans are. And it's a tough environment to play, especially if you get from behind and you're getting into a two-minute drill and trying to understand just the mechanics of it. And I know Brian Urlacher, he was so good at understanding, because Chicago is a little bit different, because the play clock's not, they're not high in that second level where you're able to see it. The play clock is actually on the field level. And Brian Urlacher would be so slick, and you're trying to now figure out, you get close to the play clock going down, and he would stand right in front of the sign and you couldn't see it. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on? But over the years, you're like, oh, that's that home field advantage, because he knows where that play clock is at. And if he can now make sure to create a slight bit of separation or hesitation by the quarterback, maybe his defense can take advantage of it.
Charlie Batch, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. Charlie, it's obviously the injured left wrist for Aaron Rodgers. How do you think that affects him on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it alters the game plan, because right now we don't know if he can take a snap. And if he can't take a snap, which obviously we'll find that out as we move today, as all questions that we all have throughout the course of the week will be answered today. But again, my biggest thing is, okay, number one, can he take a snap from underneath center? And if he can he now hand the ball off as he is now attempting to go to his right, but ultimately you have to extend with your left hand to be able to make that handoff off to the running back? Those are things that you're going to ultimately see. And if he can't do that, then expect a heavy dose of him in the shotgun, maybe a pistol formation. So right now, Arthur Smith is going to have to create two separate game plans, one for Mason Rudolph, and the second is for Aaron Rodgers when these questions are happening today.
Charlie, do you think Caleb Williams is or can be a top-tier, really good quarterback in the NFL?
No, I really do think the upside is there, and he's proving that as the plays that he is making. But again, when you're in your young career, you have multiple offensive coordinators like he's had in his young career. You know, you haven't seen stability there. But now you have Ben Johnson up there. You know he's an offensive-minded guy from his time in Detroit. So he's now, you know, trying to benefit and figure out what the strengths and weaknesses are of Caleb. I think at this particular point of the season, we're seeing all the intangibles of what everybody expected when the Bears made them the number one pick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Charlie, obviously you and Ben had a good relationship, and it sounds like, according to Rodgers and Rudolph, those two seemingly have a good relationship. Do you have a relationship with Mason Rudolph? Because I feel like you'd be the perfect guy for him to pick your brain. Good English by me.
Oh, Oh, absolutely. I'm down the facility a lot. I've started in training camp, so I build relationship with those guys, and of course, I've known Ray Mason since he came into this league. So it's just good to really chop it up a little bit. But also, people have to understand the quarterback room has to be the tightest group in there, because there cannot be any leakage. And I say that because there's a lot of conversations that goes on in the room, strategy wise, how you're going to now attack a defense. And you never want, to feel like, okay, the starting quarterback is looking over their shoulder, because if they make a mistake, there's another guy that wants to play. Yeah, deep down, you want to do that. But when you know what your role is, you have to be a team player. And that was something that I had to build a relationship with Ben Roethlisberger during his rookie year. And that led all the way up to the point that we are now, like 24 years later or 21 years later with me and Ben, that we are still close to this day. But the trust is built in that meeting room. That's what you're seeing right now between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers. And ultimately, you can see that, just them talking about it throughout the course of this week. It was beautiful to hear, but it's not something that's unexpected for me.
Charlie, would you say that your favorite moment coming in and playing was against the Ravens December 3rd, 2012?
Yeah, that was a Steelers game. Yes, but my ultimate game was my rookie year in 1998 when I was with the Lions and played the Steelers on Thanksgiving. So that was probably the biggest game for me, moment-wise. But I think as I finished my career, everybody remembers that Baltimore game and, obviously the embrace between me and Ben Roethlisberger during that time. But again, when you're playing a division foe and you're going on the road and having to win a game, man, and especially when you know it potentially could be your last game, that was something that was special. And that's one game that a lot of people remember, even though it's been 15 years ago.
I remember, I was 10, 11 years old, and I remember Charlie Batch playing the Pittsburgh Steelers with the Detroit Lions, and I remember my whole fan being like, he's from Pittsburgh, and I remember thinking that was the coolest thing in the world.
Well, and Charlie, you were tampering with the coin there, too, for overtime.
Yeah, that was it, and that was part of history, and people didn't realize that, but when you're watching that game in 1998, that was part of history because that was the last time that you actually were able to call a coin flip in the air. when that happened, immediately after that, that following week, that's when you actually had to say whether it was heads or tails before the coin went in the air. And even though it's been almost 27 years ago, I'm still waiting on Jerome Bettis to tell me whether or not he said heads or tails. He's sticking with his story. He's stuck with it all these years later. At some point, I really want to know what he truly said, because closed caption says something else. Jerome says something else too. So we just need to get to the bottom of that.
That's right, Charlie. Whatever you want to hear, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Like in 2025, we just saw Ja'Marr Chase's spit and you could count the molecules. But back then it was a little bit more muddled. I'd be remiss if we didn't, before we let you go, talk about the Best of the Batch Foundation. I mean, this is all year round is your time of the year, Charlie, but especially now as we get closer to Christmas.
Yeah, it really is. And again, we're, Best of the Batch Foundation, we've celebrated 26 years now. And, we're truly exciting because we service over 4,000 kids annually in 9 different counties throughout southwestern PA. But throughout the course of the year, it takes so many volunteers to help move our programs and help them push them forward as we have 13 different programs that we run throughout the calendar year. So we just had our fundraiser that we had last week, our In the Pocket event that helped raise funds for our STEAM programs and our out of school time. And now as we shift into the holidays, it's a busy season for us because even starting today, we adopted 200 families. So we'll do a turkey drive here today with all the fixings. And then as we head into the holiday time with Christmas, we actually adopt 400 families, which is over 1,800 kids. And from there, we collect toys, unwrap, we need help wrapping them, and then ultimately we deliver the week of Christmas. So it's just truly special with that particular program. It takes over 1,400 volunteers to help make that happen. So I want to say thank you to everybody who believes in what we are doing. And if you want to be a part of a toy collection, you can go to our website, which is batchfoundation.org. You'll see all the information that we have around the city. We have drop-off locations around the city. But yet, if you cannot make that, there's a QR code that's there. Also, there are click and ship options that we have on our website that actually will ship directly to our foundation offices. So again, we are just trying to create and put smiles on kids' faces throughout the holiday season. But we thank everybody who believes in what we're doing because we cannot do this by ourselves. So again, that's batchfoundation.org.
You're the man on and off the field, Charlie. Yep. Awesome stuff, man. We appreciate you coming on and for what you do for the community. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, Charlie.
Charlie Batch, batchfoundation.org. Oh, that Thanksgiving game in 1998.
I remember that clear as day.
Me too, dude.
Clear as day.
Me too.
Jerome wearing the what he had they had the whites on, right? The white jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I said tails. Or was it heads? Which one was it?
It was one of the two.
The ref said he said heads, but he claims he
said tails. I said tails. I said tails. I think he had a hat on too. I think Jerome did.
He did. Yeah. That was one of the all-time, like, what the F moments in Steelers history. People were and continue to be pissed, and I love that Charlie was on the opposite side of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.